is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is...
Today's show is brought to you by Pekarsky Orthodontics. Dr. Pekarsky has been voted by New Jersey Monthly Magazine as the top orthodontist in 2011 and 2012. Dr. Pekarsky has two great locations, one in Wayne, New Jersey at 150 Hinchman Ave. Their telephone number is 973-942-0900. And also visit him at his new location at 5677 Berkshire Valley Road in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Their telephone number is 973-545-2391. And also visit him on their website at www.pekarskyortho.com today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back in another edition of Hope Saves the Day. This is a great month as it's Autism Awareness Month, and I have a great guest today and a very good friend of the show and just a great individual who really helps mold children his lives in such a great positive way. He's a Ricardo Almeida black belt. He's a multi-grapplers quest champion. He's a BJJ no-gi world champion, a Pan American champ, a no-gi black belt Pan Am champ, and a national champ. And he runs Ocean County Jiu-Jitsu with over 300 students. But what makes him special is that he also graduated Monmouth University in 2004 in a degree in elementary and special education. So this really makes me proud and to announce a good friend of the show, Mr. Tom DeBlass. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Paul? How's everything?
Hey, it's great to have you on, Tom. You're doing amazing things with your kids and your program down there. You know, you always had a knack, like obviously working with kids with special needs.
Absolutely. You know, I always knew I wanted to teach something, and you know, I was a school teacher before this, and I just enjoy teaching Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu a little bit better than English and math.
Yeah, everybody has their, you know, their special forte, and that's one of your gifts. And what I love, Tom, is, and you know, you could tell our listeners, is some of the ways and some of the speeches, and the thing is that it all comes from your heart, and it's the words you live by when you talk about things like bullying and telling kids to be ambassadors of children that might be, you know, getting picked on in school. And this is a really important topic today, is like anti-bullying. And I know you're really a big component of that in the MMA community and also the jiu-jitsu community. So let's talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because today I just saw there's a video online where another kid, you know, there's like videotaping him getting bullied on a school bus. And it's just, it's crazy to me that these kids, like, you know, some of these kids, they just have no sympathy for people, and I truly don't understand, because I know at a young age you know the difference between right and wrong. So something is very wrong somewhere along the line, you know, and it's really important we just don't overlook these things and say, oh, you know, these kids getting bullied need to toughen up, or, you know, it's good for them. No, it's not good for them, you know. They don't not necessarily need to toughen up. Of course, you want to teach them how to defend themselves and, you know, not to have not to be so sensitive when it comes to these things, just because it's unfortunate that there's so many, you know, I like to say predators out there that like to prey on the kids that are a little, you know, smaller or maybe a little heavier, you know, just that aren't that don't fit in per se, you know, and it's just a heartbreaking thing, man. You know, I really wish that more people would stand up and fight the cause, and when other kids saw it in school that, you know, they wouldn't take part in it, and just understand, you know, usually these bullies, these kids that are bullying kids are the same kids that, you know, when they're 30 years old, they were doing the same things they were doing when they were 12 years old, and that's absolutely nothing, you know. So that's what I try to tell my kids who get bullied, you know, keep your head up, keep your head strong, and understand that one day you're going to be all these guys' bosses, you know, and that's really just to know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, because it's truly really hard for some of these kids that get bullied to wake up and have the motivation to go to school, and, you know, with knots in their stomach. It's just really, you know, you don't want anybody to feel bad about themselves. And there's a lot of kids out there that are getting bullied that really feel bad about themselves. And now there's no escape with the social media, with Facebook, with Twitter, with Instagram. I mean, some of these kids are—they're just relentless. They're cruel, you know. And at least when I was growing up, if kids got bullied, they could come home, have an escape, and not have to deal with it until the next day. And nowadays, the kids get home, and the bullying is worse online than it was at school. So something got to be done.
Yeah, no, you know, and at Ocean County, you know, jiu-jitsu school, you know, what do you do, like, when you first get the new kids, the new recruits in? I mean, do you talk to them about this? Because obviously, martial arts, some parents, you know, are always fearful that, like, you know, they might have their kid who might be already having bully tendencies, and now they're going to learn martial arts, and it can hurt a kid. What do you do to save these kids to get through that?
Well, I, you know, it's rare that you find somebody who trains that is actually a bully, because every time you come to the academy, you know, there's always somebody here to humble you. And just the lessons that are taught here are to, you know, help people, not hurt people. So if I ever did have somebody who was a bully from my academy, which I haven't yet, that I've known about at least, there'll be a huge problem. You know, usually we get people who are getting bullied, and, you know, those kids come through the door, they lack confidence, they lack self-esteem, and I just tell them, I say, you know, listen, no matter what happens to you in school, when you come here, you have people who care about you. You know, you have an extended family where you could be yourself, just relax, no one's judging you at all. So, you know, get through that school day, understand you got a bunch of people who love you that are waiting for you here. And, you know, I think that truly helps them and helps them to get the confidence to know, you know, they're training with world-class athletes here. You know, when they go to school, dealing with some of the kids they got to deal with is like nothing, because they're used to adversity on the mats. You know, you always have to, like I tell everybody, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And unfortunately, these kids just have to be uncomfortable way too much, you know, dealing with these kids that are just constantly trying to, you know, make their life hell, you know. So hopefully we could help just at least a little bit, you know. I truly think we could.
You know, that's a really good point. And, you know, I guess, you know, also you being an MMA fighter, you know, for a long time, you know, when you step in the ring, I mean, is it normal to have fear before a fight too as well?
You know, I don't think I have that in my blood to fear another human being. I don't fear another man, but you always fear, you know, looking bad. You know, you always fear not performing to the best of your ability. You always fear not showing up when the game day arrives. You know, when I say showing up, that means, you know, giving your best effort and just, you know, staying on top of your game and being sharp, being fast, being focused. So you always fear, you know, coming short, so to speak. But you got to remove that fear as fast as possible. But, I mean, you know, I never look at another person. I'm never scared of another person. You know, I really never was. But I understand what fear feels like. You know what I mean? And it's not a comfortable feeling. So to know that these kids go to school with fear in their heart is just, it just makes me feel bad. And it makes me upset, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are some of the things that you think you can do as a martial arts community and jiu-jitsu community to help, you know, stop some of this bullying going on? What do you think we can do?
You know, I think we got to understand that most bullies are just extremely insecure, you know, like just to teach, you know, it's not cool to be mean. It's cool to be nice to people. It's cool to hold doors for people. It's cool to smile at people. It's cool just to be a friendly human being. It's not cool to be, like, a jerk, you know. And just to teach everybody, you know, even, you know, we have some of the toughest guys around, but they're gentlemen, and, you know, they're sweet women, ladies that are training. And ultimately, like, we're just here to make people feel good about themselves, you know. It's all about having fun and going home at night and just being happy, you know. Like, our goal is to be – think about it. Everybody's goal in life ultimately – is to be happy. You know, we search for success because success is our happiness, you know. So that's really what we're trying to do, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. And I think that's really what we need to get through to people. In order to be happy, we shouldn't have to put other people down. You know, we should be happy by lifting other people up, by making other people feel good about themselves. That's what should make us happy. So I think sometimes we just have, you know, these kids have the wrong perception of what's cool and what's acceptable and what's happy and what's successful, because clearly, many of them think putting other people down, you know, raises their status, where, in fact, they're very, very wrong.
Yeah. You know, one of the great things I know about your school, and I've heard from other people as well, is that not only are you building better martial artists and better jiu-jitsu technicians,
But you're building better people. I mean, the people that are in your program, you know, they become kind of like an ambassadors as kids. You're teaching them to be anti-bullying from the day one. They step into your school pretty much and to kind of look out for other kids and help them too. Because you have some of the toughest kids, you know, in your town, in your school too, that can help other kids.
100%, you know, and I think, you know, I'm kind of the instructor. I'm not afraid to say how I feel. Like we were just talking before this interview, you know, my students always see me sweat. They always see me out there. They happen to see me compete a lot. You know, not all instructors have to compete, but it's important that, you know, they're always training and always trying to better themselves. And I think since my students, and who are also my friends, see me out there constantly, you know, pushing the bar and trying to make myself better and, you know, really suffering out there, man. You know, like I train hard. And I think it gets their respect, and they understand that, you know, there's only one way to truly, truly be happy, and that's just to, you know, not only help other people, but to make ourselves better as individuals. So, you know, I'm far from perfect. However, we definitely create an environment that's friendly and that's accepting for everybody, you know, and, you know, I try to avoid the cliques here, you know, like, and try to keep my nose in everything and just understand truly what's going on in my academy. And I always say, you know, like, generally there's always a, you know, one king of the jungle. And what I mean by that is there has to be somebody there that's training and able to take control of the situations. And generally in martial arts schools, it happens to be the one who has the best jiu-jitsu, who's the toughest guy out there. You know, and I have a lot of young lions coming up. You know, I have a lot of kids that are super tough and a lot of guys that are super tough and strong. And, you know, like, I'm never that instructor that walks away from that. Like, I welcome that. And of course, I train them to be better than me. But at the same time, if they want to carry that torch, they're really going to have to put that work in, because I put my work in, you know. So I just basically, you know, not that I demand respect, but I just earn their respect by doing what I do. And they know that I just will not tolerate any kind of, you know, negativity. I just don't like negativity. I won't tolerate that. I don't like gossip. I don't like negativity. I don't like singling people out. You know, like, I want people to work hard. You know, I want people to work hard, and I want people to help other people. And that's basically what it is, you know. And at the same time, my students, my training partners, my friends, my instructors here, you know, they help me. You know, we all help each other. They keep me in line. I keep them in line. You know, we all keep each other grounded, you know, and that's really what it's about.
You know, one of the things, too, I think it's becoming more and more popular now is, like, more kids with special needs are actually joining martial art programs and jiu-jitsu programs. And I think you even said you have a few students that do have some special needs that are in your program.
Oh, yeah, man. I was a special ed teacher before this, and it's great for them. You know, like, as you know, my professor, Ricardo, his teacher has his son has autism, little Hanzo, and he's doing great in jiu-jitsu because, you know, kids on the spectrum, like, to be part of something structured is so important for them. You know, they need structure in their life. They need routine in their life, you know. So we have that routine warm-up. We have the techniques that we do. They know what to expect when they come to class, and they know that they're not going to be judged. So this is just fantastic for them. You know, like, I have a student in my class, a little boy. His parents are, like, huge autism advocates, you know, and they're putting together the second annual Strikeout for Autism this weekend on Saturday. And, you know, it's just like I have a lot of people that are involved in you know, helping special needs children. And I have them involved in Ocean County Jiu-Jitsu because, you know, it's just the type of people that we attract. You know, like, there's those schools that attract the wrong type of people, and then there's the schools that attract the right type of people. You know, we definitely attract the right type of people, and I don't tolerate the wrong type of people who come through. They know better than to even walk through these doors if they have the wrong attitude, because it just won't work out for them. You know, because as friendly as we are, I have no qualms about training with anybody, sparring with anybody, you know, like that. You know, I'm down for anything, you know. So I think the word is around that, you know, we're truly about we're the A-team, man. You know, we're here to help, you know, and that's it. And at the same time, even though we're here to help, you know, I have no problem, like, getting after a bully. You know what I mean? Like, let's bully the bullies. You know, they let them see how it feels. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like it. I don't tolerate it. And, you know, I like everybody to feel at home when they're in these doors, whether they have whether they're special needs, if they have autism, if they're overweight, whatever, no matter what it be, they have a place here.
You know, it's so important. Like, physical activity, you know, they say it does so much for the brain and stimulates, you know, endorphins and does so many things. you know, some parents might listening to the program, talking, you know, hearing you speak and thinking about, you know, enrolling their son or daughter into a program like yours or something like that. What some of the things, some tips you could tell them? Because obviously, you know, you have a very high standard in your school and the way you run things. But let's say they don't live in your area, but they're looking at school. What are some of the things they could look for a good school for their kids?
I mean, they got to talk to the instructor and feel comfortable, you know, like, this is how I make my living. So, of course, this is a business, but I try to run it not like a business. You know, like, I have a big school. I have a lot of bills. I have a huge overhead, but I try to make things as feasible as possible for everybody. I never turn somebody away who wanted to train, ever, ever. Like I tell everybody, if they want to train, we'll figure out a way to get them training, you know. So no matter where they go, they have to understand, they have to feel the instructor's genuine, and they have to feel the instructor's passionate, and they have to feel that the instructor loves martial arts more than business, you know. And that's truly, you know, we get into this so we could teach jiu-jitsu every day, so we could teach martial arts every day. However, it's very easy for us, you know, to forget about that and start thinking about money, money, money. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about money. It's about helping people. It's about, you know, making people better. And that's just, as an instructor, we have to keep our eye on the prize and understand that, you know, success will come when we do the right thing.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, definitely, you know, and there's always that balance because it is a business and you do have bills. And people understand that, they do. And you know, but the bottom line is that, you know, you got some schools that you can walk into, might charge an extraordinary amount, but really they're not really benefiting maybe their kid. They go there and it's not really building self-confidence or in fact, there's has been stories of schools, and I'll give an example, going back, dating myself, back to the movie Karate Kid, John Kreese's school, the Cobra Kai's in the movie, which there is schools that do exist, which actually were teaching kids to be the opposite, being bullies, you know. And
100%.
And there are schools out there like that.
100% there are. And I knew of them, you know. And you're absolutely right. And it drives me insane. You know, like, I'm still a little old school, man. Like, I feel like, you know, people should be able to, like if somebody wants to walk in my martial arts school and as nice as we are, like, if they don't believe in what I do and they want to challenge me old school, you know, Gracie in action, you know, like, let's do it. You know what I mean? Like, that's no problem with me. Because people, like, you know, that, you know, the schools that are out there that just act like jerks and go to UFC fights at bars and scream and curse, you know, it bothers me, man. You know, like, I want to eliminate schools like this, like, because they're not promoting the true martial arts way, you know. They're really not.
Yeah. Well, you know, you know Tom, you're a true gentleman and a true honor to the sport. You respect it so much, you know, and you have so much respect for others, and you get the respect back from your students, obviously. You know, nothing, I, you know, never heard anybody ever say any bad words ever about you, you know, which is pretty amazing when you think about it, because always somebody's got something negative. As you know, when you're at the top, people always are naysayers and, you know, say things. But, you know, you're really a gentleman of the sport, you know, and people are very proud of you for that and staying true to your roots, too. You know, you've done wonderful things with your program. You know, and you've had great instructors too. So I mean, you continue to do that and live in their footsteps and train, you know, and teach the right ways.
I'm trying, brother. You know, I'm truly trying my best, and you know, I understand that maybe not everybody wants to see me win when I step out there. But the great thing about, you know, jiu-jitsu more than MMA is, like, you can't take away the titles that were won. You know, so you can't take away the things that somebody already did. You know, and I understand when I step out there and I compete in jiu-jitsu or I fight, you know, most people want to see me win, but there's always the people that want to see you lose. But for me, I always say, like, unless somebody's willing to walk through the doors and say something negative to your face, like, it's really not even worth thinking about the negativity, because there's always going to be negativity out there. And usually the negative ones out there are the ones who are just jealous that they haven't done what they wanted to do yet in life. You know, that's what I say, like, one of the best ways for success is to truly be happy for other people, you know. And I don't know how many people are, you know. I know I am. I know you are. I think there's a lot of them out there. But, you know, I think that's really our goal, to be the best we could be and to wish for the best for others, you know.
Absolutely. You know, we're supposed to lift others, you know, to make ourselves better. is helping other people. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And that's one of the things that you do so great at your school is, you know, you help others. And you know what? It lifts you up, you know, lifts your spirits up. When you see a child come in who knows nothing about jiu-jitsu and you see him do their first arm bar, and, you know, that makes you proud. You know, when you see him do the technique right, I know it makes you excited just as them, I'm sure.
100%.
And that's, I think that's what makes, you know, the whole community, you know, because as you know, there's a lot of people out there that might look at, like, jiu-jitsu or even mixed martial arts as, like, a barbaric sport. But the thing is, we want to really show them, the people like yourself and so many others out there, that what a wonderful sport it really is. And it's really a gentleman's sport because there's so much a high level of respect for one another in the industry, you know. And, of course, like you said, there's always going to be people that don't follow the true guidelines of true martial arts and what it's about, you know, from a spiritual sense and from respect and all that. But, you know, you're basically taking it to that level, and that's what makes the community better. You know, it's people like you and people like Ricardo and Henzo, and you know, they do so much for the sport, you know, to make it better,
yeah,
to make better and raising better people basically in the community.
Yeah, I agree, man. I'm with it. You know, that's really important. And unfortunately, you get some fighters out there that are, you know, all I want to do, I do this because I get to punch people. Like, the stupidest thing a fighter could say is, like, oh, like, I get to punch, like, I have the best sport in the world. I get to punch people away, and I get to punch people in the face and not get arrested for it. Like, shut up, dummy. You know, it makes them sound silly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And it's a black mark against the sport, too.
Exactly. You know, so, of course, you know, obviously there's a little something tweaked in our brains. You know, we're getting in the cage with another man. You know what I mean? But
sure,
let's try to keep it as sport orientated as possible. You know, it's the rawest competition in the world. There's no harder sport in the world than to pit yourself up against another man, your skill against their skill, or another woman, and just may the best man or woman win. You know, blood, sweat, tears, heart, you know, will, you know, like you
yeah,
test all of those in the cage, and you find out a lot about yourself, you know, so that's the most important thing.
Yeah, because not only you're a technician or in the ring, you know, all your skills and all your training, but also your heart. You're testing your heart and your will. I think that is, you're forcing your will on that individual. And I think at the end, you know, it's who's got more will, more, you know, power to go to finish it and at the end.
1,000%, man. You're right. 100%.
You know, what's great about the community, it's that, you know, you're helping so many people build confidence. And you know, we've heard so many studies out there that have been done that kids that get involved with martial arts at a young age do better in school, get better grades, become better athletes, sleep better at home, have healthier immune systems. It just does so much for the body and the soul, you know. And I think, like, you know, if we can just maybe convince a few parents to take the plunge, and if they have a good program available, you know, don't be afraid to bring your kid into a class, you know, because they might be afraid he's going to get hurt a little bit, you know, or something like that. But if it's set up right, they're not going to get hurt.
No, you know, you have more of a chance of getting injured walking down the street. You know what I mean? Like, people twist their ankle playing basketball. People are always getting hurt, you know. So it's like, you're 100% right. Like, the injuries that happen here are few and far in between. Like, it generally just doesn't happen. It's a safe thing. Believe it or not, I got most of my injuries like playing basketball and running track. You know, like, you know, I haven't gotten a serious injury, you know, in competition. It just hasn't happened yet. God willing, it never happens.
Yeah, knock wood. We don't want to, you know, say.
Yeah,
that.
I've been fortunate this far to not have to deal with those things. So parents need to understand. You know, like, take your child to a controlled environment, and they'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think they got to come and watch the program, you know, a few times, not just one time, you know, probably do a couple even spot checks, and the instructor should have no problem with you coming and watching a class either, because I think that would probably, I mean, if it was me as a parent, I think it would raise a red flag if all of a sudden, oh, you can't come in at this class, or you can't watch this class, or you can't, you know, that would kind of make me a little nervous, I think, you know, if I'm
yeah,
a parent.
Yeah,
I mean,
our doors are always always open for everybody to come in and watch and you know see what we're about. You know, that's really important that you know, I don't know why you would be private and hide the classes. You know what I mean? Like, we want more people here. You know, we want
Absolutely.
People to come through the door.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, Tom, we really want to thank you for your time today and Hope Saves the Day. It was really great talking to you. And, you know, I'd like you to leave on a note and leave a message for parents that are listening to the program or educators out there. Leave them with one of your great words of wisdom.
Great words of wisdom, just, you know, stay involved in your child's life and really understand what's going on, and not only tell them the right things to do, be a true example of what you want your child to become. You know, it's so important, and understand that, you know, it's more than just success for our own children. It's our child, you know, learning how to help other people as well, and learning how to be the best kind of people they could be, and constantly, you know, fighting for success. You know, it's so important just to try to reach our best. You know, so many people go through life never really knowing what we could truly accomplish because we never put in the full effort to become our best, you know. So to understand that hard work is the key to everything for the most part, you know, and just every day is not going to be easy, but we just got to wake up, keep our minds strong, smile on our face, and move forward.
That's great. I couldn't have said it better, Tom. And we really thank you for spending some time on Hope Saves the Day. We wish you all the best, Tom DeBlass. And, of course, we'd love to have you come back on, you know, in the future. And as your school continues to grow, and I know you're going to be working more and more with the autism community in the future, as we're going to discuss some programs and some things to put together to collaborate. But also want to let everybody know that if you're down in Lacey Township, Forked River, great school, Ocean County Jiu-Jitsu, please feel free to stop by and talk to Mr. Tom DeBlass. He would gladly talk to you about a great Jiu-Jitsu mixed martial art program that he runs there for any kid with special needs.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. I appreciate it.
That's great, and you're welcome. And we want to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. We'll also put a link to Ocean County Jiu-Jitsu so you'll be able to read a little bit more about the school and plus have some more information about the great fighter of Tom DeBlass and his great career that he's had. And he's going to continue his career, of course, and as we look forward to any fights that he has in the future. I'm a little biased here and say, you know, I'm rooting for him, obviously. We just want to thank everyone again for the continued support on the program. And remember, until next time, everyone, Hope Saves the Day. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me.